News, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. To mark the third anniversary of the deaths of 13 U.S. service members during the pullout from Afghanistan, there's a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Former President Donald Trump in attendance, Vice President Harris and President Biden both issuing statements marking the day. ABC's Selena Wang has more on the presidential candidate's movements this week.
Trump ramping up his campaigning to counter Harris's rise. Her campaign reporting they've raised more than $500 million in just over a month, with the most donations pouring in the hour after her acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention on Thursday night. Harris striking a moderate tone, trying to appeal to independents.
Italian media reporting this morning the captain of the super yacht that sank last week off Sicily is being investigated on possible manslaughter charges and for allegedly causing a shipwreck. A warning about the rise in West Nile virus. Nearly three dozen states reporting higher activity. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
That's Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe. He spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. Republican strategist Bill McCosh tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison is getting millions from the federal government for roads and bridges. Governor Tony Evers announced 76 infrastructure projects statewide are getting funding. 22 of them are here in Madison. The money is coming from the Biden-Harris administration's infrastructure law. Madison will receive a total of $40.2 million for the nearly two dozen projects. Meanwhile, we are so close to the city opening its rapid bus transit system routes. You're seeing more and more of the red blocks painted on driving lanes, boarding stations are being finished, and bus only is being painted on the lanes that need it. So here's what you need to know. Those bus only lanes are critical to the new system. They help buses get around much faster than the routes we already have, but they're technically not active yet. So for now, you can drive in those lanes as long as they're not blocked off. The bus rapid transit system officially launches September 22nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a seventh-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close. And, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mindset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
It's diametrically opposed to everything Donald Trump believes. And it's clear that he's going to continue to be the hateful, divisive person that he's always been in this campaign. And I think given his track record, it's clear he set himself up for another defeat.
Governor Josh Shapiro, as Donald Trump would say, the very, 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 very Jewish governor of what? Of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and now the very, very Muslim Dino Badala.
Here he comes, Miss
No Muslim.
Badala. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Dino Badala.
Oh, hi, Dean.
Hi, good to see you. I love the grading, how you grade the religions.
Yeah.
Trump did that. Very Jewish.
Very Jewish.
I'm mediocrely Muslim. You know, like
you're moderately.
You think.
We were.
So you look like you had fun at the convention.
I know. We were.
Look at the time of your lives.
We were laughing off air because you were the only one that didn't go, I think, from SiriusXM, and you called yourself the designated survivor. That had we all been taken out,
right.
Pretty much SiriusXM Progress would have been the Dino Badala show for.
So beginning to end, from 6 a.m. to midnight with Dino Badala. That's it. I'll take nap breaks. I'll have a lunch. I can negotiate a better contract. That was my. I wasn't dreaming of that. But if that were to happen, I would have taken advantage of it completely.
Our mutual boss, Dave Gorab, thought it was very funny. He'll just be like, yeah. I'll be taking Zerlina Maxwell and Stephanie Miller and John Kugel saying Michelangelo Signorelli slots. I'll be taking all of them now.
I was Cinderella. I was like Cinderfella. I was cleaning the studios and everything. When they come back, it's going to be so shiny and clean.
Well, it was.
We had fun in New York. We did our own thing in New York. It worked out well.
It was amazing, but it was exhausting, Dean. I mean, as you can imagine, it is a lot, you know, to do remote broadcasts anyway. But the excitement was real. I mean, it's we're running out of words, right? Just electric. The whole thing was electric all week.
Well, I mean, Carrie Lake and the others are saying it's all AI and fake.
Sure.
She was calling Kamala Harris a dud of a candidate and all this stuff. I'm like, you live in your own world. Like, maybe in their world, they actually believe that. I mean, that's what we miss. Sometimes we mock them, but in their media world, they actually think there was nobody there. There wasn't really excitement. It was dark. They were angry and all that. When was the most joyful convention I've ever watched?
I can tell you, there were no teleprompters that said, get the off the stage like hers did in Arizona. I just love, it's like a comedian going too long through the red light, right? Get off stage now. Seriously, Carrie, get the off. Okay, Carrie, get the out. Donald Trump is waiting. Like, you can see the teleprompter getting increasingly frantic, right?
It was watching it from, you were there, so it's different. Watching the feed, and we were on live because my show is 6 p.m. Eastern, so we would pick it up at the feed at 6:30 each night and dip in all the time.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden we're having a guest on, and I'm watching in the corner the just the roll call vote. And I'm like, is that Little John running through the aisle? I'm like,
we have a DJ?
We had to stop the guest. I'm like, we got to play this now. We came back, we played it. Like that, they made that fun. And I mean, the roll call is usually this boring thing, like was Wyoming, the state of the cowboy, cast 12 votes.
Did you see the side-by-side was hilarious?
Dancing. Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want to pick that? Who wouldn't want to pick that party? It's joy and fun and laughter, right? And
I agree.
Yeah. I love, you were asking too about is there polling out? There is not yet, but I just love the Trump, Stephanie Grisham, obviously, who made waves at the convention last week, mocked Trump after he boasted about being up in one poll. The Rasmussen. Yes, hey, have you seen Rasmussen? That's the only one that, he said 5 points up over Kamala in the just reached Rasmussen poll. Stephanie Grisham said Rasmussen was the only poll he asked about that we told him about because it was always in his favor, she wrote, adding a cry laughing emoji. There could have been 35 polls saying he was losing and all he cared about was Rasmussen. We used it as an easy way to keep him happy. Hashtag the emperor has no clothes. So right now, I guess 538, Harris, they have her up almost 4 points as of August 23rd. That's before a convention bump.
What's right. And by the way, 538 does not even include Rasmussen anymore because they went through the methodology. They had questions. They asked them, can you answer these questions? They refused to answer them. So they have real questions about the legitimacy of the polling, as we all do. Same thing like with Trafalgar. There's another one out there. And those are the right-wing polls that skew the averages. It's still going to be a close election. But I'm looking forward to a bounce in the polls. But everybody in the swing states, every vote matters. And I love that. That was a point made. I wrote an article for my Substack yesterday about joy is a strategy.
Thank
but
you.
In that article,
I have joy, it right in front of me. I had it highlighted.
Joy is not a strategy. Joy is a strategy.
Yes.
Have you out of your mind? Of course it's a strategy. And then it's turning that vibe into votes. That's the point of my article. It's turning the vibe into votes and get everyone out.
Right.
That, every speaker said that. Like, no one's like, let's feel good. Everyone go home. We won this. Lock it up. See you November 6th. No, it was November 5th is election day. We'll see you then and the lead up to that. And this is going to be close. And people understand it won't be a blowout. Don't freak out when we don't have a declared winner on November 5th at night, or maybe even November 6th.
Please,
November 7th.
Let's make sure we do.
It's going to be close. We live in a nation that's hyper-polarized. Yeah. There's a lot of people who want white supremacy. There are people who want to go back. They truly do. And there are billionaires who want the tax cuts. So they're all in for Donald Trump. It's going to be close, but we are going to win.
Yeah.
People should believe that. We are going to, I'm not telling you to make you feel good. Joy is going to have us win.
Thank you.
It's already real tangible benefits.
You picked out one of my favorite parts of last week when Bill Clinton said Kamala Harris would be the president of joy. He said, you know, I was the man from hope. You know, and but you were talking about the New York Times immediately trying to harsh our buzz, saying, oh, she didn't lay out policy details, which she did. But, you know, you went on to say joy, like hope, is absolutely a strategy. And to be candid, so is Donald Trump's strategy of hate and anger. Here's the spoiler alert. Joy will win in 2024. And you're absolutely right. Yes. That's his only play is the opposite, is hate and fear.
That's what let's not play games. Joy and hope are an intentional strategy by Democrats because they believe that'll work. Trump, it's the mirror. It's anger, it's viciousness, it's cruelty, it's racism and sexism. That's what gets their base up. But look at the results of joy in a week. She raised over $80 million in the week of the DNC.
Yeah.
As they note in the article, we learned that yesterday, over 200,000 new volunteerships signed up that week. And joy equals enthusiasm. Enthusiasm equals people coming out and voting. That's how you win elections. It's not just the fear was not enough. I was really worried with Biden that the only thing we had really going was this kind of fear of Trump, which is still there and it should be there. But now we have the joy of Kamala and Walz, plus we have to defeat the fear and destroy MAGA. This election, we have to destroy MAGA.
By the way, we got to hang out with Governor Pritzker, a sexy liberal, Josh Shapiro, who we just played, was great. But she absolutely made the right choice in Tim Walz. He absolutely matches this moment, and it's the first brilliant decision of hers that, you know, well, on top of not talking to Bobby Kennedy. but you just said last week's DNC was a buffet of joy. Oprah declared, let us choose joy. President Obama said, we want to be better, and the joy and excitement we're seeing around this campaign tells us we are not alone. You said, in fact, the word joy was proclaimed close to 100 times by speakers at the DNC, less than 5 times at the RNC. And that was probably only to beat up on Joy Reid. But,
right.
I'm just kidding. No, they didn't.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. But the New York Times actually did a word count, I found it really intriguing. I cited it in my article. The word count of all the words said, the big words said at Republicans were invasion, crime, rape, murder. It was the darkest convention ever by design. Everyone said, it's not happenstance. Yeah. Those speeches were approved. That's what the message they wanted.
You talked about just the placards. Just the signs. Ours were for our future. Thank you, Joe. Freedom. Their signs were mass deportation now. Stop Biden's border bloodbath. Fire Joe Biden. They're just, it's all just negative and fear-mongering. And you said the vice president, in the vein of Coach Tim Walz, then gave the ultimate pep talk. So let's get out there. Let's fight for it. Let's get out there. Let's vote for it. And together, let us write the next great chapter in the most extraordinary story ever told. I loved that. And then you just said, we have joy. We have hope. Now it's time we all follow Michelle Obama's words to ensure we win this election. Do something. This is how we win. And then I can assure you we can feel even more joy than today. That really sums up the week perfectly. And you were only the designated survivor. You weren't even there.
I'm home writing. I was just pooping articles out because I'm at home. I had downtime. You guys work. No, I know, like Michelangelo Signorelli, it's work from the morning to the night. People don't get it. It's not like you show up for your shift. Yeah. You know, we all do prep. People understand it. When you're there. And you went to events. You went to the luncheon I saw, which was really cool.
Yeah.
You're networking. Did you go to parties at night, too? Did you stay up late?
No. Well, no, I went to the convention the last night. And I was on with Fugelsang for a little bit during his shift. But no, it is nonstop and just sensory overload. But to your point about Coach Walz, so loved his speech, too. So, again, joyful, happy warrior. And I thought, this summed up everything you need to know about Donald Trump. The next day, did you see all he said is, he was only an assistant coach. Like, he's just such a small, petty man. First of all, you know what you call them coach.
Right.
Assistant coach, line coach, whoever, they're coach. I'm like, really? This is 40 years ago. Yeah. This is all you've got is to quibble over that wasn't the head coach. Who cares?
they're going to be like, he said he coached track and field, the only coach track. That's ridiculous. These people are liars. Like, everything about Walz, he's a liar. The guy served 24 years in the National Guard. He re-upped. Yeah. You know, you have J.D. Vance abandoned his company after 4 years, if you want to look at it that way. I still say any service is amazing, to be honest. But the idea of trying to find one thing Walz said in a campaign in 2018 and go, you see, he's a liar because he misspoke about one thing. Anyone who served 24 years for our country, he was sent away from his family in Europe, in Turkey.
And by the way,
Operation Enduring Freedom, his life was on the line when you're out of our country carrying weapons, even though you're not, anything could happen on a base.
Nobody on our side brought up his service, nor would we have. You know, it's him criticizing Tim Walz's 24 years of honorable service that made a lot of people go, oh, please, you served 6 months in an air-conditioned tent. I mean, the fact that he had the balls to even say anything. It's just, you know, I mean, it's so despicable. And then Trump just, every time he tries to make something better, he just makes it worse. Stuff he says about veterans, right?
You see, he's back on Twitter. Only in Trump's demented mind does going back on the platform that helped you lose in 2020 help you. This is unbelievable. Like, he's back on Twitter tweeting stuff. I don't think we're learning more about the debate now. So it really looks like he might pull out of it.
See?
Look, I was surprised he was going to go along with Vice President Harris. I'm surprised he didn't pull out. Then he said yes. But I think he's deeply concerned because if he screws up at all, or if he just does what he does and lies nonstop, that's the headline across the country. He can't stop lying.
Yeah.
And she starts slamming him on the felonies, having a fundraiser at his country club next week for the January 6th terrorists called the J6 Award Gala.
The J6 Awards.
Are you kidding me? United States of America? This is like Bin Laden having a fundraiser for the 9/11 terrorist family 3 years after 9/11 on U.S. soil. This is so beyond the pale to me. The fact that he's been normalized. Donald Trump is a terrorist. January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism. That's what the FBI and DOJ said, not me.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is the cause of that. And now he's going to have a fundraiser for the families of the terrorists and the terrorists who are in prison. I can't believe this is happening in our nation. I can't believe he walks free. He should be in prison today. And that's where he's going to be after the election's over for the rest of his unnatural life. That's where he belongs. It's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have one little rant there. That's not what I mean.
No. I got to talk to Sergeant Agolino, you know, one of the officers, and it's just, you know, you can see it in their eyes, especially when you talk to them in person. They will be traumatized forever. You know what I've always said, Dean, too? I don't think enough has been said about all the officers that took their own lives after this. Mm-hmm. That's how traumatic it was. You know, that people died, and they just keep trying to pretend like nothing happened.
I agree.
Yeah, I thought
that. I was with our mutual friend Glenn Kirshner on his event. He has Justice Matters in D.C. over the weekend. And Officer Daniel Hodges was there, and he spoke. And he spoke about, let's not forget those officers who took their own lives afterwards, because they should be in a list of people who died. They only died because of what they went through on January 6th by Trump support. That's 100% correct.
Yep. 20 minutes after the hour, we keeping Dean.
There we are.
He's the designated survivor. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Thank God that's travelable, right? Because
I traveled with
you
it.
Were worried about atrophy. Muscle man. Tony Horton, P90X guy. He had shingles.
He did.
He didn't think he was going to make it, man.
Shingles doesn't care.
Shingles has always been a bastard person.
It has.
Yeah. But he used, he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Sometimes you got to rebuild your muscle mass. You're coming back from something. That's how he found high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage, right? Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, you name it. John Finkelstein's wife is crazy for this stuff. They've slapped fights over it. We chatted about it. It supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in the code fitness, save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred. Member FDIC, batteries not included. All right, just go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For women.
Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dino Badala, star of Stage Screen, Series X and Progress, and also Sexy Liberal New York City.
Yep.
We thought that was off the chain. And then Chicago, I mean, I don't know what to say. Governor Pritzker, Jamie Harrison, Mark Hamill, Jan Schakowsky, Joe Weinbanks. I mean, who's this? Letary said, being old and poor with no travel budget, I splurged on a live pay-per-view viewing of your Chicago Sexy Liberal Show. Wow. So much fun. Wow.
Fun. Wow.
So much fun seeing so many people admire on stage together. The excitement of the crowd invaded my living room. You didn't miss it. You can be there.
That's right.
It's only $20. Sexyliberal.com.
It's a bargoon.
Right? Yes. And then we've got, you just reminded me, we have three shows coming up in September. Isn't that great? Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, and then Kansas City in October.
And then
the big last show before the election, November 2nd here in Los Angeles. Oh, okay. And scene. Dean, you were saying, it is hard to keep up. Kamala Harris's campaign has raised $540 million. I said wow. 500 earlier today. But as you were saying, the campaign raised $82 million just during the convention last week. So
unbelievable. This is great. This is mostly... I read that this time is about a third of the donors were first time. This is all small dollar. This is not the super PAC type of money. And you have a great deal of excitement. People, this is now officially a movement. We've gone beyond a campaign.
I was just going to say, how you know it's not a moment. It's not a moment. It's a movement. It really is. I mean,
and it can usher in a Democratic House and potentially hold the Senate. Look at Ted Cruz is only up by 2 points over Colin Allred in Texas. We learned that poll on Friday, University of Houston poll. If we can flip one seat, we will hold the Senate. Because we're going to lose West Virginia. That's not even competitive. They've taken that. Manchin's gone, so we're losing that. And then if we hold everything else and the vice presidency and the White House are ours, then 50-50. But it would be so great to do that. Or Florida, flip that, get rid of Rick Scott.
Yeah, someone was saying Christopher Boozy is predicting a Florida flip, which would be amazing. Dean, I was going to say, you're lucky that you didn't go as the designated survivor of SiriusXM Progress, because we were laughing that the person that books the guests for the, you know, every year for the DNC, it's all about social, about influencers now. They're like, radio, who cares about those nerds?
Yeah, the DNC has taken a
a turn against radio.
Well, you know, this is an article I'm reading. For the first time ever, about 200 social media influencers have received privileges such as access to delegates' audio studio space at the DNC. Yep. And we were with JoJo from Jurors and all of Charlotte Clymer, Mueller, she wrote, Allison Hill. Yeah, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, oh my God, on and on, Shannon Watts, but they really are. And I think it's because, Dean, of the failure of the mainstream media. Oh, I'm hitting a hard break, but I want to get your take on that and why.
Sure.
When we come back. Dean Obadala's here.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 81 fast food workers are losing their jobs. The owners of KFC restaurants in South Central Wisconsin are closing locations in Janesville, Beloit, Stoughton, and Watertown. The company blames what it calls unforeseen business circumstances. Tax credits and rebates under the Inflation Reduction Act are helping people in Wisconsin make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say the process is set up to keep people from feeling overwhelmed.
You know, the first step is really getting that energy audit. And so there are IRA approved contractors who will come in and do an energy audit on your house and determine for you what would be the best cost saving.
Mackenzie Mendel is a member of the La Crosse City Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was an odd weekend in Janesville. There were at least three serious fires. The first was Thursday on East Memorial Drive, that's northeast of downtown. Police showed up for a welfare check and discovered there had been a fire. One person was found dead inside. Authorities say the home didn't have any working smoke detectors. Then Friday, a home went up in flames downtown. No one was hurt, and now four people need a new place to live. Then another. This one happened yesterday on Morningside Drive, northeast of downtown. It was in an apartment building with eight units. One person was hurt trying to get out. All three fires are still under investigation. Meanwhile, police there in Janesville are investigating shots fired at the Masonic Center over the weekend. It happened in the early hours of the morning yesterday. When authorities got there, they found a few windows with bullet holes. A witness told police they saw a tall, thin man in the area around that time. That's what officers now have to go on. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I am 100 years old.
34 minutes after the hour. Matt in Chicago, you're on with Dean Obadalla. Hi, Matt.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, Dean. I'm currently in
Hello, Atlanta. Matt.
I love your traffic. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say thank you for that amazing, sexy liberal show in Chicago. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get through last week, so I just waited. But that show was fantastic.
Thank you.
It gave me a lot of hope, and we're going to win. We're going to win.
Yes, we are.
We're going to win. Vote blue. Blue wave. Here we go. Dean, big fan. I may never have a chance
Thanks,
to talk
man.
Again, so thank you for everything you do.
Aww.
Thank you.
Aww, thank you, honey.
Yeah, very nice of you. Thank you.
Aw, thank you, honey. Yeah, it was amazing pay-per-view still available, sexyliberal.com. So, Dean, we were talking about just us radio nerds. They were like, whatever, where are the social media influencers?
Right.
So, thank God we, you know, obviously have all of them on the show already. But I think it is because of the failing of the mainstream media. Right? You know, like you wrote about, you know, the New York Times going, oh, joy's not a strategy. I mean, I think people are so tired of the mainstream media spin and both sides do it. This piece I'm reading just, you know, it just said quickly, it's a reflection of the campaign's belief that social media creators are at least as important as traditional media organizations for getting its message to voters. What's more, some of them are not bound by journalistic doctrine against the appearance of bias. And some of them even made speeches, as you saw at the DNC. But this is why we love all our JoJo from Jurors and Brooklyn Dad and Politics.
Sure.
Because they're putting out actual facts rather than this stupid spin and punditry, right?
Well, look, I mean, I think the corporate media, and it's more the corporate media world, the big cable networks, some of the big publications, they have no one to blame but themselves for people losing confidence and trust in them. The New York Times, really, I've taken a big shot. I think CNN is really hurt itself on air. Online, they're doing pretty good still. But, for example, in 2020, their primetime viewer ratings on average were about 2 million. Now, 700,000. I mean, it's a huge drop off. People disconnect from cable. They're not watching it. You can have Vice President Harris. Why go on CNN when you can go on a bunch of shows of influencers? I hope our shows as well, to be honest,
yeah.
And reach the audience that you need that want to come out and vote for you, to inspire them, to speak to them directly, as opposed to this kind of broad approach to CNN. Some people might like you. Some people might not like you. Are you really going to change minds? This is a turnout election. That's what we live in now. So I think if I were Vice President Harris, I think she'll give one corporate or two corporate media interviews, maybe NBC, ABC type of thing. But after that, go on our thing. Go on JoJo from Jurors. Go on John Fugelsang's show and reach the real people who want to hear from you, who you're going to excite, who are going to tell their friends to come on.
Yeah.
You're going to drive your friends. They're going to make phone calls for you. They're going to knock on doors for you. They're going to make donations.
Yeah.
It's the people listening to us and the influencers that are doing that.
Yeah.
Not as much, to be honest, seeing it. It's not even a big audience. MS's ratings are pretty good. So you are going to reach some good people there, to be honest. And Fox News is a waste of time. Don't even entertain it.
Chris, we knew the caste system when I texted Lindy Lee, our friend,
right.
Speaking of social media influencers. And I was like, where are you? Can I come be with you? She's like, oh, they have me in the front row. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to get in there.
Yeah. Wow.
I saw her pictures from all over the front row of the DNC. But, you know, it does show the power and influence they have. And good, you know, because I think that I feel like no one's going to take our joy from last week. And it is what is driving this movement.
It is. And look at people, you know, there are people like Brian Tyler Cohen who have 3 million subscribers on YouTube and Midas Touch guys and so many others that they're more than the eyes that watch CNN right now in primetime. And that's the reality. And getting back to the joy, it is so much healthier for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
To have joy as a motivating factor as opposed to fear. And what country can I live in? Which of my grandparents will? Do I have a right to get a passport? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're just thinking about now winning this election, getting out voting. And I can only implore people, don't freak out when you get some polls that aren't exactly what you want.
Right.
It's not about that. Things are on our side. The trajectory is on our side. This is what makes people come out and vote.
Yeah. Dean, I wanted to get your take on the section of Kamala's speech about the Middle East. Because, I thought she, you know, just threaded that needle beautifully. But obviously you have being Palestinian, I just want to know what your take was. Because I thought she took it on head on and was very, I thought it was great. But I want to know what you think.
Right. Look, I mean, there are different views in, among people in the community, my community, that I've seen. For me, I look at the positive votes. This is the first time since 1996 the Democratic presidential candidate, their acceptance, mentioned Palestine. That was Bill Clinton, said he's going to work for peace between Israel and Palestine. No one mentioned Palestine besides that. No one ever said, like Vice President Harris said, the dignity and self-determination of the Palestinian people and then their suffering. No one has ever said that. So many have talked about the security of Israel, but period. They've never gone to end the security of the Palestinian people. So that's a change. What people want in my community is policy changes. And I wrote about it last week for MSNBC. She's giving us her vision as a candidate. It's going to be at when she wins, and I really believe she'll win, then to pressure her and the administration to be consistent with that vision of using policy to bring to life what she said, self-determination, equality, security for the Palestinian people, as well as for the Israeli people, living there side by side. But some people are still not happy, I have to be honest, but that's life. I'm fine being where I am. I think we should have people in my community who are, like in the media, who are more pragmatic about it. I think we should have more who are rabble-rousers and yelling about stuff. And civil rights movement wasn't always clean and easy.
Yeah.
There were people on different ends. So, look, there are some who are not happy with it, to share. Some are open-minded. They want to see more. They're excited. They want to support it. And some are on Team Harris. So it's kind of a split-up thing. I was very happy with it. I wish my late father was alive to hear the crowd cheer. It was one of the biggest cheers, as the Washington Post notes, on policy of the entire speech.
Yeah.
I would have wished my late father could have seen that.
Yeah, no, me too. You know, just quickly, though, I thought, boy, the story we've been hearing, it tells you everything you need to know about this race, about Trump, you know, behind, you know, going to Netanyahu to try and make sure there's no ceasefire or hostage deal because it would help Harris. So, you know, all of those poor people are going to suffer, hostages and Palestinians, you know, so Donald Trump can let Netanyahu flatten Gaza if he gets in. So the stakes could not be higher. I mean, I think nationally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Donald Trump was the worst for us, for Palestinian in there in his 4 years. And he's like Trump, Netanyahu. He could have solved this. General Nadler, the congressman, said that Netanyahu has imposed condition after condition, new ones, to prevent a ceasefire deal because he knows he's going to lose power. The hostages should have been released. The hostages should have never been taken. Yeah. But they could have been released months and months ago. Many would more would have been alive. He didn't make a peace deal, Netanyahu. This man, a horrific man. Trump cut from the same horrible cloth.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Dean has to go. He's an important dude.
Ronnie kept him a minute late.
I know. There's nothing you can do.
That doesn't matter. I just have to do pre-tapes for my show. That's all.
Yeah.
Tell him that. Hi. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean. Love you, Dean. Thanks, guys. Great seeing you.
There he goes. Rock star. Do not ever miss his show here on SiriusXM Progress. By the way, it was so great to hang out with our whole team Progress. Yes. I got to write. We had Michelangelo Signorelli on and Tom Hartman and Zerlina Maxwell. Yep. And the
bosses, Sean Bertolo.
Sean Bertolo and Dave Gorb are the most well-endowed, handsome radio executives anywhere in the world.
Yes. Especially Dave Gorb.
I don't want to know how either of you know this.
We're just suck-ups. No, they were great. They did such a great job. And the SiriusXM engineers that were there were amazing.
They were the best. They were absolutely the best. And they had a dry sense of humor, too, in our ears.
Yes. And so thank you, by the way, for the compliments for last week, because it is a lot of work for Chris and Jody and Sean and everybody, the SiriusXM team, WCPT, our station there.
Everybody.
It is a lot of work. And I'm 11 billion years old. So you're welcome. Okay. David is in
show pony.
David in Missouri. Hello, David.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You know, our side is fond of accusing the other side of lying and cheating and stealing, especially Donald Trump. And that's true. But all I can say is you could at least have had the courtesy to change the font on the word camel.
What?
Wow. Is he criticizing my Kamala t-shirt?
Wow.
Did you get the F-bomb, I'm hoping?
I did.
Okay, fantastic.
Wow.
Wow. I came up with Kamala first. I was in 2020, I was for Kamala. I was ready for Kamala.
He was upset about the font.
She's upset about the font on my t-shirt?
Yeah, I'm going to have to re-listen to that one. That was weird.
Wow. That was fantastic. Thanks for that, David. I said no one's going to take our joy, and then that guy.
I know.
Wow, Captain Block. Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of awfulness,
16 Republican-led states in partnership with former Trump ghoul Stephen Miller, baby Goebbels, have filed a lawsuit against the federal government to prevent President Biden from implementing his plan that would protect 500,000 American families from being ripped apart while providing a path to citizenship when one spouse married to a U.S. citizen does not have legal status. I know we keep saying the cruelty is the point, but currently there are about 500,000 undocumented adults married to U.S. citizens who have been in the country for at least a decade and would qualify to apply for President Biden's program. About 50,000 children believed to be subject to possible deportation would also be protected under the new Biden rule. I mean, I know it can't be said enough, but Trump is the one that stopped. And Democrats are not for illegal immigration. Right. No. I understand the argument about, if they do it legally, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, you have to start somewhere to do something. And this bill was the most conservative bill in years, and Trump blocked it. But it's just, to send kids back that have, can you imagine? They don't know anybody in that country. They weren't born there. They don't
speak the language.
Thank you. It's just cruel. It's just, that's one of the things I'm really hoping for, that when hopefully we create a blue tsunami, that we actually have some comprehensive immigration reform. Even George W. Bush was for comprehensive immigration reform. I mean, it's just such a ridiculous political football that I need the thing about the thing.
It's really.
That we keep just punting around anyway, solutions. Let's look into it. What do you think? Blue tsunami. Let's do this. We can sleep when we're dead. I'm just going to keep repeating slogans. When we fight,
we win.
Thanks, Jody. Thanks. Thanks for not playing, Chris. We're not going back, Chris.
We're going forward?
No, you're supposed to repeat we're not going back.
Oh.
What is wrong with you? Let's get a little team spirit around here, people.
We put it in D, not R.
Right. 46. God, I'm tired. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Dr. Mahody's name. Just blend. I've had people asked on the social medias. I've had quite the reunion with Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. I think I may have kissed them more than they've kissed me. That's how much I miss them.
Oh.
Right. Because you know why? Because they have that Dr. Marty breath.
Dr. Marty!
Nature's Blend breath is the best breath in the world. Because you can tell it's real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. Oh, God.
You huff it.
I do. I huff the bag, and then I breathe in their kisses, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is just the best dog food in the world. Nature's Feast, the best cat food in the world. It's all made from real food. Why? I don't understand. Kibble. Who even came up with that word? It's just something blasted on high heat. All the nutrients, all the flavors gone. Burnt. It's all burnt and brown. And it doesn't look or smell like food.
No.
No. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. He has been named the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. These superfoods are helping dogs live longer, happier lives. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller. You'll get 54% off and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, they love those Cod Krispies so much. drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
That girl you know.
Stephanie Miller.
She's one.
A witch?
Yes.
Chef, you just never learned to spell.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Okay, 52 minutes after the hour. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, the love rolling in from our Chicago shows and our pay-per-view. Who's this from? Oh, Alice, fabulous show. I really appreciated that you made it accessible. Brought me back to the good old COVID days. Yes, that's the reason we love being able to do pay-per-view, because some people, I get it, financially, geographically, physically can't make a live show, and the pay-per-view, amazing, amazing.
And Sam Salerno and his team at Real Media... They do an incredible job with that.
Yeah, we are very lucky. Yes. Everybody on our teams everywhere has just been. Kelly, OMG mama watching the DNC. Let's talk about sexy liberal Chi-Town. Okay, let's, Kelly. I will see you guys in Durham. Cannot wait. I don't know how you're going to beat that last show. I'm sure it was your best GD show ever. People said that about the show before that and then the show before that. I don't know what more we can do.
You keep topping yourself.
That sounds dirty.
It does.
All of you and the guests were epic, Stephanie E. Miller. Oh, okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for not cursing like that last caller.
Yeah. Thank you to Chris and Jody and Sean. Cannot wait to see you in North Carolina. Frangel and Hal and John were all on the top of their game. I've never been more proud to be a Steph head and a Democrat. Love, Kelly. We can't wait to see you in Durham. That's after. In Portland, we'll get, you get Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoffer. Yep. And also, we're still working on Rocky Mountain Mike in Durham, North Carolina. We're working on other guests for that. Allison Gill has just agreed to join us in Phoenix.
Yay.
From Mueller, She Wrote. That is very, very, excuse me, exciting. Pardon me while I cough up a lung.
Are you okay?
No.
So take have you tested for COVID yet?
No, I don't have COVID. It's going to take me like a year to recover from this last week. Don't you feel like we lived 5 years in the last... I drank something and it came up the wrong pipe. Mm-hmm. One last love letter. Steph, Free Speech TV has a disclaimer at the beginning of your show saying you're encouraged to do your own research before making any opinions based on the content of your show. Listening to your show is all the research I need to do. I make all my decisions based on Stephanie Miller. Oh. Randy from New Mexico. That is wise, Randy. It's in front of all the shows. It's a lawyer thing. It's all right. But this is all the research you need to do. I've done it all for you. I'm the mama bird, and I regurgitate lovingly into your mouth all the information that you need to know. Okay. What? One last love letter.
You regurgitate worms.
Yes, I do. Joe in Syracuse. Steph and the Mooks, another amazing Sexy Liberal Save the World show Saturday night. Performances were amazing. Your panel, awesome. I would never thought I would get a new screensaver out of it, though. The shot at the beginning with Stephanie squatting as low as she could go, pointing at her private parts. Breathtaking. It is my new screensaver.
Uh-oh.
You're welcome, America. Underwear.
They make some nice underwear. It's pretty. It's lacy.
I'm not used to wearing underwear. I might have to look into that, though.
You can get some really
but it
nice
seems
stuff.
Like the pay-per-view is selling more with sans underwear. So, you know, I do what I can for this country.
Remind me not to sit in the front row.
You're rolling around the stage like Madonna in a wedding dress.
She even wore underwear.
Yeah, she did wear underwear.
By the way, did I hear this right? Did Trump finally admit he lost the election?
He did.
Oh, good. We're making progress.
Small
it was during a riff on immigration. He said, I got many millions more votes than I got the first one, but I didn't quite make it. Just a little bit short. Not a little bit. Kind of a lot. Oh, good.
He admitted it.
Now we can move on to denying that he's going to lose this next election, which he is.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good God. Cheap Donald Trump is breaking the law when he does certain campaign events from his Trump Tower, mm-hmm. according to Michael Cohen. He said Trump... There's so much criming, it's almost like, but can you just wait till you get in jail for the first few crimes before you, it's exhausting. Cohen was saying he's breaking the law because he does not own the space. He charges a fee. The location charges a fee to do events, even at Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster. Every single time Trump does a rally at Trump Tower in the atrium area, it's illegal. He doesn't have a permit to do it there. He doesn't own the public space inside of Trump Tower. All the public space is owned by the people of New York, but he charges the campaign. He is stealing money from the state of New York. Nobody grifts better than Donald Trump. It is extraordinary. They just did another story about this, about how much, you know, various Republicans and his own campaign is spending at his properties. He just keeps grifting it. But I guess they're stupid enough to do it, so whatever. Oh, we have another Foo Fighters also do not approve of Donald Trump.
And they're suing. They're suing.
The use of My Hero at a rally.
Good for them.
Can you just give up? Did you see the lineup of talent? James Taylor got bumped at our
convention.
You just... All the talent on your side sucks. No offense, Kid Rock, to your lip syncing. Okay, so we
a
played
lot of
my
offense to Kid Rock for his lip syncing.
Yeah, okay. there was no like anticipation about who would show up at the Republican convention. There were no rumors.
Yes, he played My Hero at a rally in Glendale. The Rockers say they did not give Trump's team approval to do so. Let us be clear. One user asked if they gave Trump approval. The band replied, no. Dave Grohl. Famously in the past has said, I'm ashamed of our president. I feel apologetic for it when I travel. The thing about Trump that stings the most is this. He just seems like a massive jerk. Thank you.
Yeah, any money that they received or donated to the Harris campaign.
Have we passed where this is partisan? He is. He's just a jerk.
He is.
Vote for the one that's not going to prison. Vote. I just, whenever someone says this is close, I can't. I just can't. I can't. I literally can't. I stopped being able to even.
A while ago.
At some point. All right. SexyLiberal.com. Get the pay-per-view.
Please.
And please, register. Check your registration again. Get everyone you know to vote. Because when we fight,
we win.
We win.
Thanks for the enthusiasm. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.